Penguin Random House Audio presents Agent Running in the Field, written and read by John Le Carre.
Chapter 1. Our meeting was not contrived. Not by me, not by Ed, not by any of the hidden hands supposedly pulling at his strings. I was not targeted. Ed was not put up to it. We were neither covertly nor aggressively observed. He issued a sporting challenge. I accepted it. We played. There was no contrivance, no conspiracy, no collusion. There are events in my life, only a few these days, it's true, that admit of one version only. Our meeting is such an event. My telling of it never wavered in all the times they made me repeat it. It's a Saturday evening. I'm sitting in the Athleticus Club in Battersea, of which I am honorary secretary, a largely meaningless title, in an upholstered deck chair beside the indoor swimming pool. The club room is cavernous and high-raftered, part of a converted brewery, with the pool at one end and a bar at the other, and a passageway between the two that leads to the segregated changing rooms and shower areas. In facing the pool, I'm at an oblique angle to the bar. Beyond the bar lies the entrance to the club room, then the lobby, then the doorway to the street. I am thus not in a position to see who is entering the club room or who's hanging around in the lobby.